can play telephone. Your mom says something to you, a phrase.
It's nice to see you, Grandma.
Yeah. You whispered mine. I whispered your dad.
So
you
did whisper
to your
dad. Don't forget that.
I can't believe my mom didn't tell you that
she didn't tell me.
We were coming.
Just in case she said there would have been a change or something.
Yeah.
Well, I wanted to surprise her.
She didn't want you to get your hopes up too high that you're going to see us and then have us not come here.
Yeah, all night long I've been thinking about Sebastian.
Yeah.
How he did it. It was great.
Yeah, he didn't tell you. He did really well on his report card.
Like
now they give them W's, which I don't know, well done or something like that. We used to have G in elementary school.
Yeah.
G was for good, E was for excellent. And it wasn't until junior high school that they started giving us letter grades like A, B, C. That was junior high school.
Yeah.
But when I was that small, it was different. The grading system was different.
They do it all different. The elementary schools are different now.
Yeah.
They used to be. Before it was satisfactory, unsatisfactory, and excellent.
From that year to this year.
Yeah. So what kind of grades did they give out when you were working at the school?
It was 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
Okay.
Yeah. Then I got to middle school, and it was A, B, and C.
Okay.
Yeah. And high school, ABC high school, too.
Was one good or bad?
Well, A was real good, A plus, and then a B.
Yeah.
And then a B plus, yeah. I always got a good grade in literature.
English and
American.
And you have to respect.
Because we liked reading.
Mama's
and like
here,
their verses,
and
honey,
Papa's here.
All the different poets. Today.
Yeah.
Even now I can think of Eugene Fields, you know, A Little Boy Blue, and then Henry W. Longfellow, his poems. He had three daughters, and it was said that he allowed them 1 hour every day because he was always busy writing, Henry W. Longfellow.
Uh-huh.
And then his verse goes up, they come Golden Alice, Laughing Allegra, and Edith with golden hair. That whole verse he wrote about them will
about
make them proud to see him.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I'm seeing Grandma had to read all. Poetry.
Yeah, I had the whole book
in English. Yeah.
In fact, it was all beat up, wasn't it, honey? I left it.
Yeah.
Left it on.
Did you
tell
him?
It was 101 poems.
Yeah.
Book. Yeah.
Yeah. You knew a lot. Of them.
Yeah.
I have to repeat what Sebastian told me to Anthony.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Now, who should he tell?
Now you have to tell Grandma Lucy what Grandma said.
Okay. Now you have to tell Grandma Lucy.
Tell me.
So, my mom just said milk, 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 Jello. Or was it jelly? Jello. He's playing. He's trying to play telephone.
Yeah.
You know the game telephone where you
How about
say
ice cream. No, that don't work.
How about ice baby?
That doesn't work.
I would say something different. Come here, I'll whisper something in your ear and you have to whisper. You're telling me? I gotta tell
he loves
you.
His grandma.
Yeah. Yesterday he was with grandpa.
Because you know what? He did have fun.
Yeah.
Because grandpa bought him something.
Oh,
he was all about grandpa because he knew grandpa was going to buy something.
Okay, wait a minute.
He loves his grandpa too. He just, you know.
Oh, yeah.
We went to Costco yesterday. He could have bought a lot of stuff there.
Yeah.
He didn't get
that's
anything.
That's what I wondered.
Large
my mother,
quantities.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
we really didn't have that much to get. Really
but you know,
yeah.
I don't know how to
my mom spoils him the way that you used to spoil us.
I'll tell you one toy.
And we loved it. We loved it. You guys were all, you know, always.
Yeah.
We always got
and
toys and treats and came over and had donuts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We always had donuts.
Donuts, yeah.
Would you send Grandpa out to get donuts?
I sent him out to get the donuts, yeah.
Yeah.
And then Grandpa would watch, you kids would, he'd watch your
we'll
cartoons.
See what she, how she
then,
heard
the hockey would come on late.
Yeah.
So then you kids would, Grandpa, okay, we'll go to bed, you can watch hockey. He liked that. Then he put the hockey on.
Yeah.
First of all, you see, Elena said, do you want to watch the donuts?
That was,
well,
see, it always comes out something funny, Sebastian, because people hear the funny things. Hear it differently.
Yeah.
Your kids were good, honey. At bedtime, I didn't sip a little bit extra.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm sure you did. Yeah,
then Elena would take
her. Till after 10, I'm sure.
Yeah. She was something. Yeah. Elena didn't want to miss a trick.
No.
Oh, she wanted to know what was going on.
She was a funny one. She was a sassy one.
Yeah, yeah. She used to get out of bed.
Yeah, that's right, she did.
You called your mother. I don't think you ever got out of bed.
I have to.
Did I used to get out of bed?
Yeah, Jody, did you?
Anybody remember?
Did you get out of bed or did you used to call you? Because when
I was a baby, did I get out of bed or did I call out?
No, you didn't used to get out of bed.
No,
you were
was good. Elena did.
Elena was always getting out of bed.
Sebastian never really just got out of his bed and came to our door. He would always just call for us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rory,
Anthony,
yeah, Rory.
Need
a pillow or something?
No, no. This is
good.
You want
that
thing to put your feet
on?
Yeah, you want your feet up?
Fine, honey.
You alright?
Want your feet up?
Nice. I'm comfortable. I did the long walk.
Yeah.
Walk down the wild.
Yeah. Oh my. Okay, let me just
tell her more stuff.
Let me finish writing Annalene, okay?
He just wants grandma's attention now that he got started.
Boy. Remember when he was younger at the other school? He would tell my grandmother's
that
oh, yeah.
Long,
she's not going to come.
Just a minute. Okay.
See, there she is.
Yeah.
And your mother would go right to school again.
Yeah.
He likes his teacher, though. I think he likes her.
Yeah, I think he likes school a lot now.
Yeah.
Now that he's doing really well, he likes it a lot.
Yeah. And Rory would put you up on display.
Yeah.
With the teacher in school. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Was she the preschool teacher, honey?
I was in Miss Judy's class.
Yeah, you were at
Beacon School.
She'd take you to first grade and have you recite all the dinosaurs. Yeah.
Sorry.
See those dummies? They don't even know, she'd say.
Yeah.
You know something. Sure, who's that woman? I said, that's Kathy Mueller. She used to live next door to you, I told her. She got glasses, I didn't recognize her. She has to get real close to see me.
Yeah.
Then sometime, Uncle Jeff, see, she can see a dime on the floor, or if I drop something. Otherwise, she can't see. She's faking, you see.
Yeah.
Yeah, poor Amber.
Well, it was good that Jim brought her here yesterday.
Yeah,
it was nice to see everybody, too. It was nice to see Jim. It was nice to see Kathy. Yeah.
Jim said that he told Aunt Marie, I'm going to pick you up every Friday and bring you to my house for the weekend. Aunt Marie said, I don't want to go to his house every weekend.
We go downstairs.
She would have liked to talk. I love you all. Elena.
Oh, Elena.
Yeah.
What's she doing?
She's getting on a flight now.
Trying to go from Paris back to Munich.
That's nice. She's got a holiday there.
And she won't be home until midnight her time.
No, she's probably got to go to work in the morning.
So, but she asked about, are they there until tomorrow?
Yeah.
And I said, not sure what time that you'd leave.
We go down in the dining room.
Mm-hmm.
When I stay there, that's why I tell children, your mother, don't let me stay there. We'll go down to eat.
Really?
She used to buy me, she has to give me a ticket. And I'd somebody say, hello. I say, don't even talk to her. I argued with her yesterday. I said, because we were arguing about something, and I told her she didn't know anything. I told her, you want my fist in your face? Tony, they don't throw her out.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she's mad at people.
She's threatening her neighbors at the...
Yeah, there were people. Some of them are paid in the day. Hey, honey, they all sleep by the fireplace. You walk in, it's like Sleepy Hollow.
Yeah. All they do is go down in that lobby and they sleep. Yeah.
Then they get up and then you got to go to the bathroom. There's two or three of them sleep in those chairs by the bathroom.
On both sides of the fireplace, because it's a two-sided thing to sleep. And they just want to be down there so they can... go to supper, maybe they go to lunch and then just go and sit down and stay until supper. And
yeah.
I mean, they're not socializing and they just don't want to go back.
Some of them are real crabby.
I understand.
And there's one other guy, there's not many men there, and the one other guy will be sitting in this area by the pool table, because we don't like to always go up to Aunt Marie's room. We make her
go downstairs, you know.
And this guy will come by. You know, he's smiling, and Alex will be there. Don't talk to him. Don't say anything to him. He'll keep you. He won't let you. He won't let you go. I feel bad for the guy, you know. Don't even talk to him. Oh, geez, there he is.
No wonder her and Alex are the only two at a table.
Yeah.
Who's that table?
That is so funny.
Yeah.
The crabby two.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Crabby couple.
Yeah. God. What's that Quentin Tarantino movie?
When they first got there,
something about
they had
eight?
Music playing.
Dirty Eight or something.
Not the Dirty Eight.
Dance.
Yeah.
He couldn't. He was such a good dancer.
Yeah, they've got
there's
a lot of different.
By Rory's, there's a Kleenex by Rory.
Yeah, Rory, can you pass over a Kleenex?
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Do you want another one?
Yeah, we'll steal
just
that
it?
Box.
Yeah, sometimes.
There's not that many.
Sometimes
he
trips
we'll
in
that box.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, what happened? Somebody took her.
Yeah, hold on to
somebody
it.
Somebody took her. No, her
sanitizer.
Hand sanitizer.
Oh.
Yeah. Great
grandma's from
the
one I just got her.
Dr. Joan Crawford
really?
Said sometimes if you cough a lot, you can bring up some of that food. I said, I don't cough that much.
Yeah.
I cough it's a little bit.
We'll let Mama do it too.
It's okay, honey. I'll get over this.
Now you.
Yeah.
Put your other hand there.
Like they said,
you have to do it.
Maybe after a while you would even have to use the oxygen at home. I said, thank God.
Well, that would be good.
And you know what? There's a card game I've been wanting to play. All of us called Spoons, but we can't play it here, I don't think. You ever play that game? Where you just pass out so many cards. You're supposed to get four of a kind, but everybody only can hold four in their hand, and you just keep passing real fast, and you try to get, you know, cards to make four of a kind. And it's like musical chairs, is that what it is? Musical chairs?
Yeah, yeah.
You, if there's five of you playing, you have four spoons
four
in the center.
Okay.
So, you know, everybody gets real engrossed in doing that, and then if you have four, you just grab a
that's
spoon so nobody
really
sees, and then, you know, keep going, and then somebody else will say, oh, they grabbed one, I'm going to grab one.
Mm-hmm.
And the one that doesn't get a spoon is
out.
Yeah.
We never did the broom dance. You make a circle, and the one in the middle is sweeping.
Oh, yeah?
When the music stops, she drops the broom and grabs a partner. And who's left that apartment?
Who's
fun? We used to do that a lot.
Yeah. How many people are sweeping in the center?
What, honey?
How many say the center sweeping?
Yeah, there'd be one person in the center, and then the other couple's dancing around.
Oh, okay, dancing around,
yeah.
Okay.
So then she dropped the broom, she'd grab a guy.
Ah.
And the girl's left hand to get in with the broom.
Yeah.
We'd do that. They liked it better at our house. We had, in our dining room, we had a linoleum.
Yeah.
We'd push the dining room table, and my mother would either go on the front porch in the summer, go down to visit Mary in Rutherford, and they liked it. The other mothers would sit like this.
And they just sit there and watch.
Make sure the boys don't come around.
Yeah, they would sit like
big
that.
Big chiefs,
Yeah. Beef Talk only had to tell his mom, why don't you go in the backyard and check your tomatoes? He liked
that's
Dorothy.
Funny.
And he wanted to get kiss Dorothy, but he wanted his mother to see it.
Yeah.
That was all before the war. It was like,
we don't trust his moves, watch him.
Then they all went away.
Yeah.
Some of them didn't come back. A dozen didn't come back, but that was okay. It wasn't okay, but we had accepted, honey.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. He likes to do that. Yeah.
No, you do it to me. What balls do?
Let's put a hand, you put one hand on your leg, up one at a time.
Did you watch the Mass this morning? Did you watch Mass this morning? Did you watch Mass this morning?
Yeah, I watched it. They said, what's his name? Antonin's
Scalia.
Scalia.
I pronounce Scalia, but anyway, 79 years old on the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
Well,
they have to read the
too bad he passed away, but.
Now, what they want to do?
Part.
Barack Obama can make a vote. But who's against that? They said that they want to wait till the new president.
The Republicans
don't want him.
Of course.
They don't want him. He was very religious. Everybody liked him.
Yeah.
All the priests do have.
Not everybody. Yeah, the priests probably like them.
Antonio, priest to Anthony.
That would figure. Yeah. The priests like them.
Yeah.
He said he's
going to
be sadly missed. Nine kids.
Nine kids.
Showed a little bit on television.
Yeah.
Four girls. Oh, they had four girls and five boys.
That's
wow.
It's a few kids.
Yeah.
The winner still
showed his wife and all a picture of them taking off together.
But yeah. He's voted for things that don't hurt children.
Children, he was real young when he took a seat. When he first took a seat, he was real young.
Yeah.
Kind of chubby. And then toward the end, he said he went to bed. And then he didn't come down for breakfast. They went up to check on him and he was dead.
Yeah.
So it was probably heart attack, I don't know. Showed a lot of his on Channel 4. Yeah, a lot of his. I guess he knew what to do. Everybody respected him.
Yeah.
He looked like he was kind of overweight.
Yeah. Did they say in your church to put him in? Oh, on the mass at the...
He was robust.
For the mass, when he went, got up, when he was all through the gospel, before he said the homily, he said that. Yeah. He said to pray for him. Family, yeah.
Okay, you go, Sebastian, you go by each one of us, and you give us, we'll tell you a number, we'll whisper a number to you, okay?
Okay.
You gotta remember. A 1 to 5.
We gotta guess the number?
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't say anything.
Who guesses
first?
Tell the number?
Tell the number 1 to 5.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Who has to guess?
You got to tell him a number between 1 and 5.
Four.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
How many people said 1? 1. How many people said 2? 0.
Okay.
How many people said 3?
I tried to think.
None? How many people said 4?
I did. I said 3. I said 3.
The 3 women said 4?
I said 4.
Yeah.
I said 3, though.
Oh, Danny said 3.
Dad said 3.
You're not a woman.
So. No. So the women said the same number, and the men said different ones. How
now
about...
my turn.
Oh, okay.